going to be a lot of chewing on this one.
This is Diane Malone interviewing Ralph Robinson on the 13th day of August, 1998, in Bayside, Maine.
Because I'm not going to be graded.
No. No grades on this. You can't answer wrong.
I can't flunk it.
No. How did you first come to Bayside, you or your family?
My grandfather's mother came. I think she was one of the, probably the Methodists or whoever started it, but I'm not sure.
Uh-huh.
Nana Flanders.
Flanders. So how many generations would that be?
Ian. Keith's son is the sixth generation.
Okay.
And it's the same for Johann Toon's grandchildren. They are also
sixth generation. Okay. And Keith is your nephew who's here now.
Yes.
Does he live here?
They stay in the, I have two apartments here. This is, we winterized half of it and not the other half of it, and they stay there. That's his wife, Maureen.
Oh. Did she's coming from the community hall for the ballet class?
I don't know.
Okay.
If there was a ballet class, yes.
There was. I walked by and just said she looked.
She was teaching it.
And there was a man there, too.
Oh, well, then maybe he was teaching it and she was taking it.
Yeah. Huh. Okay, so would you like to tell about the house?
The house was built by Mr. Cove, who built the big mansion up on the hill there.
That the street is named for now.
Mr. Cove.
Okay.
And he was here a year or so. That was the main house across the street, the Bohemia.
The Crowfoot's house.
Crowfoot's house.
Okay.
And this was the stable, carriage house, and servants' quarters.
Wow.
And that cottage across the street next to the community hall was the laundry.
Oh.
For the estate.
Is that right?
And Mr. Cove wasn't big enough or good enough, so he lived here a year or something and built the mansion up on the hill and sold all of this to my grandfather.
Oh, all right. And that's Flanders?
Ralph Flanders.
Okay. And he's also Joe's grandfather, so that Joe Huntoon's grandfather, so that's the connection.
Joe's mother and my mother were sisters.
Sisters, so you're first cousins.
First cousins.
Okay, I think we get it. Do you mind if I ask your age?
My age?
Yes.
I'm 67 for one more month.
Okay, so your birthday's in September?
Mm-hmm.
All right, and could I ask about your career, your education?
Graduate of Milton Academy and Harvard, and United States Navy, and Bayside.
Now, where was Milton Academy?
Milton Academy is just outside of Boston.
Okay. And then you went to Harvard University?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And what was your degree?
English Literature.
Oh. Then you did 2 years in the Navy.
2 years in Korea.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then your career after the Navy?
I started with Limon, Jose Limon, modern dancer.
Mm-hmm.
And he said that my strength was athletic, not artistic, so I better shift to ballet, which I did. And got a job and worked the rest of my active career life.
So you took up ballet after the Navy?
Yes. 24 I started.
Yeah. Never danced before that?
No.
Never used your literature degree?
No.
Interesting. Yet you're a Harvard graduate.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a family thing, or were you the only one in your family to go to Harvard?
No. We all went to Milton and Harvard.
Okay. Where did your family live?
My father worked in Chicago, so that's where I grew up. It's my mother's family that we came here every summer to visit our grandparents.
Okay, that were the Flanders that were here.
Flanders.
Okay. Now, so they sent you to boarding school at Milton.
Yes.
At what age?
14.
And what's your memory of that or feeling about that?
I don't think that boarding school was probably fine for the era, but I don't. It's ridiculous.
Okay. Did you ever resent being taken from your family, or was that just part of your life?
No,
that's just the way it was.
Everybody expected to do that.
Okay. How big was your family?
Two brothers.
And they all did the same?
Mm-hmm.
All through Milton,
mm-hmm.
all through Harvard?
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you became a dancer, was that sort of stepping out of the family mode then?
Oh, totally. Totally.
Yeah.
My father was, we had seven generations in the steel business.
Uh-huh.
And my father stepped out of the family mode because he became a salesman in the steel business. And that was unacceptably slimy to be a salesman. That was not approved.
Wow. Was he a Harvard grad?
Yes.
He was.
But he should have been an essayist or in production. Sales was unacceptable.
Ah.
It was
like beneath him kind of thing?
Beneath the family. Shouldn't have been done.
But the relationship still kept up, visiting the grandparents, and it wasn't like he was ostracized from the family or anything.
Oh, no. Neither was I for dancing. It was just the same thing. It's not acceptable, but...
We
love you anyway.
Good. Well, that's the way it should be. That's okay. Did your brothers keep any connection with Bayside?
My brother Snelling has always come here. My brother Keith, who lived in Denver, didn't really like boating or sports, so he didn't come here often, but his children.
Okay, and Snelling, is Keith nephew
is
Keith's
my
son.
Brother Keith's son.
Oh, he
who
is.
Who died. My brother Keith was the middle brother, and he died 5 years ago, 6 years ago.
Okay.
And my brother Snelling is the eldest brother, and he's more or less always coming.
Uh-huh. And he lived across the street. Until last year?
In Ann Ayer's house.
Okay. How many?
Was our great aunt.
Oh. Ayer?
A-Y-E-R.
Like, we have an Ayer, a town down near me that's mm-hmm. named Ayer. My daughter works there. Okay.
My grandmother was Mary Ayer.
Okay.
And Ann Ayer was her sister.
Okay.
She had the next house down.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other houses in Bayside that you or your family have ever occupied?
Yes. My grandfather's mother had a house, I think, on the, you know, the street where there's the house kitty corner to Blair's?
The Weisenbach's house now, yep.
I think up that street
okay,
was
is that,
Nana's house. But
that's Maple, I think.
I think that's where it was.
Up
Joe
there.
Would probably know, but
okay.
I don't remember.
Okay. All right. Did you finish telling me about this house and the winterized parts and the apartments? And
this was the stables, which are still here.
Oh, my. I didn't notice that. They're beautiful.
We haven't, because we weren't going to live down here, but then I thought of this.
It's beautiful.
I put screens in the summer, and we have the full water view, which we don't have upstairs, so we live down here all the time. We weren't going to live here at all, because it's finished upstairs, it's a regular apartment. And this was just rough, but with this window, we gravitated down here. And that's where the little fire truck was. Horses. This was the tack room. And the next room over, which was our dance studio, was where the carriages were.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where the hay was pitched down for the horses.
Oh, wow.
And the stone wall you see out there was the manure pit.
Mm-hmm.
And it had their own gas light system from the manure pit. They put all that stuff in there and it formed gas, and they had their own gas light system. And
from the gases from the manure?
Yeah, from some kind of like vegetable
compost
stuff.
Yes, there is a gas.
Because
we
gas.
Do that at the farm. Oh, I never thought of using it. That's fascinating.
Or they pumped it in. I'm not sure. But And the upstairs here was the hayloft.
Mm-hmm.
And then all the other rooms and bathroom upstairs were servants' quarters and just have been new fixtures and stuff. Mm-hmm. It's just as it was.
So this is where you stay in the summer, is in this downstairs part.
And in the winter.
Oh, this is winterized now, the whole thing?
Our part.
It is. Oh, okay.
That apartment over there is not winterized.
Okay.
So we turn the water off in the fall, and that's closed.
Now, who stays there, then?
Keith and Maureen.
Oh, just for the summer, then.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hello, Bounty.
We're talking about Ian. That is nephew Keith's son. He's 13.
13.
And he's a dancer,
he dances with the company, and he has played three Eastern Regional tennis tournaments of 14-year-olds, 12-year-olds in Boston and whatnot, and has gotten to the finals of each one.
So where does that family live in the winter?
Brewer.
Maine?
Yeah.
Wow.
They run the ballet company.
Okay.
Out of Bangor,
okay. So, you brought ballet to the family.
Yeah.
Did you bring tennis to the family?
No, I think his family, mother and whatnot, they all played tennis.
Okay. And so it's third generation now. Ballet and
tennis. I
guess. Would you call it third generation?
Yes, except my daughter doesn't do either one.
Well, it doesn't mean everybody does, but I mean
some do.
Okay, that's okay.
My daughter has hosses.
Oh, she's... All right. Now, how many children do you have?
One.
Just the daughter. And what's her name?
Maya.
Oh, Maya. I did see the name Maya. M-A-Y-A?
M-A-Y-A.
Okay. And we should probably mention your wife first.
John Marie.
And where did you meet her?
We were dancing in the same company. Actually, we met in Paris, and then we both got jobs in the same company in Nice on the Riviera.
So you've been overseas with this dancing.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I didn't realize that.
In France, mostly, but toured Spain, Portugal, and Switzerland.
Fascinating life. So you met Jean-Marie in your dance company, and then did you always live in America when you were married, or how did that all go?
Yes.
And you had one daughter, Maya.
Maya.
Is Maya local?
Local.
Is she around here now?
She just graduated from St. Lawrence University this spring.
Congratulations.
And she is thinking, I guess, about career, right? For the nonce, she's back working on a horse farm because she gave up horses for the whole 4 years, and that's what she had done all her youth, pony club. Now she's back doing that for the summer.
No tennis, no dance. She's the horse lover.
She has played tennis and dance, but has never.
Yeah. What was her degree in?
She had a double major, speech and theater, and French.
Fascinating. Okay. When you used to come to Bayside to visit your grandparents, how did you travel here?
By automobile.
You did. Okay.
And they all took turns. My brother, Keith, was 13 with a driver's license, driving us across the country from Chicago to...
13? Oh, my goodness.
It was a farm community in Illinois. 13.
Right. How long did the trip take?
3 days.
It did.
3 days, 2 nights.
And how long would you stay in Bayside?
Till school. My father stayed and worked in Chicago, and my mother brought the three of us here. And
stayed for the summer?
Stayed for the summer.
And did your father travel back and forth or not?
He spent his vacation here, but in those days, vacations were 1 week.
Mm-hmm. So he'd just come. Now, when it was his parents that were here or your mother's parents?
My mother's.
Okay, that makes sense. Okay. All right. Any memories of things that happened on the trips?
They're just... You get out and walk, and, you know, three boys in a car, yeah. We'd get out and walk for a mile and a half, and, well, my mother stopped at the gas station and drank a soda or something, and then she'd come and get us.
Is that right? And, I have three girls, and I was the oldest of three girls. I do have a son now, younger, but I haven't done boys, but girls are quite a challenge in the car for any length of time.
So are boys.
Can imagine. All right. So we talked about the cottages. What are your memories of Bayside as far as activities you did when you used to come to visit your grandparents as a youth?
On the water, in the water, on the basketball court, on the golf course, constantly.
Was there a tennis court in Bayside then?
There was a tennis court at the golf club.
Oh, there was?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. And that's gone now?
That's gone. It's probably in the parking lot.
Oh, it was right up there.
Mm-hmm.
Hmm. Okay. So you golfed? You played. The basketball court was in the same place?
Basketball court was in the same place.
Was there a playground?
There was a playground, but not as fancy. There was a bandstand.
Oh, really?
Right down just below the swings.
Yep.
It was one of those circular wooden bandstands.
Yep.
And
was the yacht club there?
No.
No yacht club?
No yacht club.
Okay. No building there at all?
No building there at all. There was, I think when I was very young, there was an inside building on the wharf.
Okay, you do remember
a
building you could go inside of on the wharf.
Yeah.
What else do you remember about the wharf?
Just that you swam off it.
Did they
boat it off it?
Did they jump like they do now? The jumping and the...
Oh, sure. We all did that.
Okay.
And I do believe that I came on the Boston boat, but I don't remember it as a...
The old steamship?
Yeah.
Really? When you were quite young.
Yeah.
Now, you were the baby of your family.
I was the baby.
So it might have been something that they were doing with your brothers.
I do believe that I had traveled on it, but I can't... Those are...
Right. Hard memories. Now, where would that have originated from? If you're coming from Chicago...
Boston.
You would have gone to Boston to come up on the boat. Because the roads were better to Boston, kind of thing?
I may have been visiting my grandfather, who was the director-manager of the New England Conservatory of Music and the Boston Opera, Mr. Flandersworth.
Really?
And...
That
would have been
impressive.
Entertaining for your tape. Maybe Joe knows. I don't remember the names. Of course, they all came here for the summer. He invited the people like Pavlova and those.
Really?
Yeah, and the guy who was best known in piano interpreter of Debussy and... all the conductors, and this was quite an arts community. Famous actor lived here, well-known actor. You can investigate that. At that, at 1910, 12, 15, in there, before my day. But, They all used to be here and come and visit until my grandmother... thought that her daughters were old enough now that they shouldn't be exposed to the theatrical people, so they stopped inviting them.
Is that right?
You know, artists, lots of homosexuals and hard drinkers and what have you. And she just figured that the girls were old enough now to see them.
This was...
So they stopped inviting them.
Grandmother Eyre? Or Flanders?
Flanders.
It was
her
Flanders.
Name was
okay.
Mary Eyre, her maiden.
Oh, I see. She married Flanders. So we're talking about the same woman. I get it now. Okay.
Anne Eyre
was
the sister, unmarried, maiden aunt.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay. And what was the first name of the grandmother?
Mary.
It was Mary.
She was
okay.
organist for Methodist Church in Bangor, where my grandfather said, this is why you can't send anything to my brother, because my grandfather ran a cigar store in Bangor, Ralph.
Uh-huh.
And he was a hunting pal of a guy named Eben Jordan Marsh. So Eben says, Ralph, how would you like to manage the New England Conservatory and Boston Opera for me? If you can run a cigar store, you can run these places. So that's how my grandfather got...
That's the credentials?
Those were the credentials.
Oh, my!
He wasn't the artistic director. He was
the business manager.
Director.
Kind of. Oh, I see. Okay, that explains that. Interesting. So did he give up the cigar shop to do that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, sure.
He did. Isn't that interesting? Wow. Now, how many daughters did they have?
They had three.
They did. Well, I'm very empathetic to that family constellation. Interesting. Well, this is great. How about the beaches? Any difference?
I'm missing jellyfish, and I'm missing flounder, and they were much cleaner.
The beaches
and
were
clam bakes.
The beaches were cleaner.
Beaches were cleaner. They were full of jellyfish.
Full of jellyfish.
Oh, everywhere.
What kind?
White and
just
red.
Nice ones or poor
white,
stingy ones?
Both.
Really?
Everywhere.
Really? I've never even seen one.
That's what pollution got rid of them.
Yeah.
And flounder?
As in fishing.
Yes, the good edible flat sole.
Yep. And you could catch them right off the pier and...
More in the boats and around the moorings.
Okay. And bring them home and cook them up for dinner.
Yeah.
That is too bad.
And, of course, you just go to the beach and dig up the clams for your clam bake.
And have your own clam bake. So, you rarely see clams now. Was the mussel population always as big, or is that increased?
Americans didn't eat them, so they were always there.
They were always there, but just, okay. Now, what about lobsters, more or less? They used to have stories they crawled on the rocks. I mean, was that ever the case? I mean, did you see them? You rarely see them.
No, crabs.
There. A lot of crabs.
Yes.
I've noticed fewer crabs in just the 12 years I've been coming here.
Yeah.
And it makes me very sad.
Crabs.
That's
yours.
Thanks.
Mine's the same color. Having played this morning, I was going to put it on.
Well, I think this is mine.
Yeah, it is.
What about the bird life? Is that about the same or different?
I didn't even know there were birds.
So there weren't a lot of
seagulls,
cormorants,
loons? I was not attuned to birds. And basketballs and baseballs and boats. There were lots of seagulls. That's all I can... And loons. But I wasn't attuned to
them. Now, was the harbor similar? I mean, did, you know, moorings and mostly sailboats? Or were there more working boats? Or
It seemed to me the same number of boats, except that there was always somebody in them. Now there isn't. They were always sailing and pulling into the wharf and pulling out of the wharf and all kinds of boat and water action.
So you see a lot of boats sitting, but not as much of the action.
Oh, nowhere near as
much. Is that right? Huh. I'll bring this up just because it's of interest this year. How about dogs in Bayside? Were there a lot of dogs? Were they on the wharf? Were they running free? Was it not something you remember?
It's not something I remember because we left ours in Illinois.
So there wasn't like dogs were a problem or not, or just not an issue?
No.
Okay, because it's turned into an issue this year.
Did it? I'm apolitical as long as I can.
Right. That's fine. What are your memories of the stores or other sort of public buildings in Bayside?
I don't remember the candy store down here next to the community hall. It was there. Sybil Coonley had lived in it one time. But I do remember the little store to the right of Blair's and the ones Blair's and, of course, Hastings. And the corner store. They were all, three of them going at once, I guess.
Did you frequent those?
For the penny candy, the whoopie pies, sure.
Uh-huh.
Whoopie pies and Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Okay. How about any delivery services you remember?
I think his name is McGaskill, the Iceman.
Delivered oh, really?
Our ice.
Okay.
Which I think his name is Jack McGaskill.
For the ice
house. He had an ice house up on the back road.
Uh-huh. Now, where did they get ice?
They saw it in the lakes.
In the lakes, okay.
Saw big chunks and put them in their barn full of sawdust.
And it lasts all summer?
You got me. Has to.
Yeah. It's interesting. All right. Any sort of social activities you remember? Picnics, parties, games, anything like that?
Clam bakes, kick the can, post office, kissing games every time you saw a shooting star, you got to kiss the girl in August, that'd get pretty heavy. and the community hall dances and minstrel shows. Mm-hmm. We went to the Skowhegan Fair on VJ Day. That was exciting, I remember.
VJ Day?
Victory over Japan. VE Day was Europe, and VJ Day was the end of the Japanese War.
Really? I don't know that I've heard that expression. That you mean after this?
That was the end of that
of World
part
War
of the War.
II, that the atom bomb. That okay.
That part.
Is,
I don't.
VJ Day to Skowhegan Fair. Okay.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
All right. Where did you go shopping? Did people go into like now we run into Belfast like every other day. Were things more contained in this area?
Hastings store had stuff on the shelves, and of course I didn't do the shopping.
Right.
But they had a store in Belfast that they went to, Kittredge's, I think was the name of it. And then after that, Cottle's.
Mm-hmm. So you might have gone into Belfast less frequently than you think we do now because you had more stores right here and delivery services and...
I can't answer that because probably...
And you weren't tuned into that.
I wasn't driving or... I do remember that we had gas here.
Gas, okay.
During the war.
Uh-huh.
Because you had rationing, and we had to leave our farm and move into Chicago because we couldn't get gas for my father to commute.
Uh-huh.
But when we came here in the summer, we had all the gas we wanted because... Or Papa knew the, you know, it was the Maine.
Uh-huh.
The rationing was not adhered to the way it was in Chicago,
really?
In the Midwest. If you wanted gas, you went up and filled it up.
Great. But it was in Bayside?
Belfast, we get there.
Oh, you went to Belfast, okay.
For the gas.
Okay. Do you remember the inn?
The inn.
The hotel?
I don't think that was ever in action till I was, till 20 years ago, as far as I can remember.
Okay.
I don't think it was just run down and falling down when
right.
I was a kid.
Yeah, okay. So that wasn't, because it was hot and heavy before you, and then it burned. And so you don't remember, it just sort of was, it's downtime, I guess, when you were a child.
Right, my memories really, begin late 30s.
Yeah.
Of Bayside.
Yeah. I think it burned like, was it 1917 or something like
that?
Oh,
it was before my day.
Yes. Oh, I know. Yeah, exactly. All right. Any memories of the police or the harbor master or the postmaster, any of those? Firemen, any of those kind of?
None. I do remember the air raid siren. They'd have alerts for that. And I remember going down here to the cove to look out, hoping to see a periscope. I wanted to announce an enemy submarine. I was sure that I was going to see one, that they were going to invade Maine, and I'd get to announce it. I, the war being on the water, and that, you know, they, you'd read in the papers that there were U-boats off of Cape Cod and whatnot, so naturally we assumed that,
right,
the kids assumed that they were, if they were off Cape Cod, they certainly would come here because it was nicer.
That's great. Okay. Any other stories you've got to tell about Bayside, your family, or a lot of people have interesting or funny, or you've told us quite a few, but didn't know if there's anything I didn't touch on.
My most interesting part was from Bayside. I didn't. I played for the Belfast Merchants semi-pro baseball team. That was a lot of fun. I played at Harvard in the Navy too. I played a whole summer for the Belfast Merchants, and there were that's. But that has nothing to do with baseball.
No, that we want to hear that. That was a semi-pro.
Semi-pro.
Out of Belfast.
Out of Belfast, all over the United States. Television killed semi-pro sports because of, you know, you see a real game on television. And
so, what year was that? What? How old?
1950.
50. So, how old were you?
20. I was at college. I played for Harvard, and then most of the college players would then play summer ball.
Oh, that's great.
Pick up a few dollars. Nice.
Just one summer?
Yeah.
And you traveled all over the country?
No. We traveled all over eastern and northern Maine.
Okay.
Our league was Greenville, Dover Foxcroft, Pittsfield, I can't remember exactly. And then we played Bucksport, and then we'd go to Mount Desert, and we'd go to Holton, Presque Isle. And
what fun for a 20-year-old in Bayside,
yeah,
I'm sure.
That was a lot of fun.
Oh, that is great. Good for you. Any other memories of, I'm just going to back up a little, of the lifeguards?
The lifeguards, we all took a course one summer. It was the summer of VJ Day, so it's got to be 1944 or 5, or whenever VJ Day was.
Mm-hmm.
And Bud Bessie was the guy that they hired to give us the course.
Mm-hmm.
And now they put fellas like that in jail because he introduced us to alcohol and 14-year-olds.
Absolutely.
He'd take us down and teach us how to play poker and how to drink and whatever. So.
And he taught you lifeguard safety?
Right, right.
Oh, wow.
We all got our lifeguard, whatever it is, from Bud.
Uh-huh. Did you ever use it? Were you ever the lifeguard anywhere?
No.
Were there hired lifeguards on the wharf like there are now? Do you remember?
Not that I recall.
Not really?
No.
Okay. What were some of your other summer jobs, if you even had jobs, if you worked?
That was it. In high school, I just came here and...
Had fun,
I think. In college, it was, ROTC stuff.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask you again, because I didn't come up on the tape, why you're not on the water now.
Oh, on the water now, because I had enough water in the Navy.
And it's lasted you how many years?
I got out of the Navy in 1954.
Oh, that's the year I was born. Good year.
That was...
So that's 45 years almost.
It can't be that long.
Yes. I'm going
to
be 45 in January.
Yeah.
I'm
sneaking up on it now
yes.
that I can't run. If I can't run anymore,
so
I'll be back on the water.
You got to give up when you can't play tennis anymore, you're going to fall back in the water. Okay.
Right. But it'll be something very small.
Sail or motor?
I haven't gotten that.
Haven't decided. Or oars? There's all kinds of...
I have been back on rowing.
Yeah. Do you swim?
I did. Of course, spent all day in the water.
But I mean, of recent?
No. I was in it once
this
summer. Yes.
It's been a hot summer. Nice in the basement, pretty warm. Yeah.
I flip. I'm in the water every day. I have, that's my rehabilitation for my ankle, is flippers.
Really?
You want to see me at 5 o'clock, you go down and I'll be sitting on the float, flipping.
Really? For your ankles? Mm-hmm. With flippers on or without?
With them on.
With flippers on, and you on the wharf. 5 a.m. or 5 p.m.?
5 p.m.
P.M.
I went to the, you're a nurse, I went to, I was out for a year. Got bone chips and bad arthritis, calcium. It's a mess. It's wrecked. And I went to the dance physiotherapist for Maurice Béjart Company in Lausanne.
Uh-huh.
And she took a hold of it and she said, you know, you broke this, which I had more or less guessed. I danced 25 more years on it.
After. What, like a stress fracture maybe?
Yeah, I jumped. And I heard a horrible snapping, like a branch breaking.
And you kept dancing?
Well, it didn't... It must have been something, you know...
You know what it is? Your muscles are so strong, they probably helped hold it together. Most normal people would have been, you know...
No idea, but it didn't slow me... It hurt, but it didn't slow me down at all. And till last year, and then I just couldn't walk.
Oh.
And part of the... therapy, she said, was to...
Is that right? Now, how long do you... For?
Just a get bored.
10 minutes, something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, 10, 15.
10, 15 minutes. Every day?
Yeah.
Good for you. Well, you've been very active all your life. Obviously, there's quite a bit you've done. Any other secrets? Anything you haven't told me?
I don't know.
I'm going to ask you about golf, because I found that fascinating.
Golf? It's technical. I have no trunk rotation. And I don't have strong wrists. I was not a power hitter in baseball and nor in tennis. And if you can't rotate your trunk and you don't have mega wrists, you can't hit a golf ball.
Okay. I like the part about the defenseless ball, though.
Yes, all of the balls just sit there and you have to go chase it when you hit it. It's defenseless, you hit it, and then you have to go chase it. It's ridiculous.
Right. He likes a ball that's moving and attacking. That must be why I like tennis, too.
Right,
and
exactly.
I think golf is silly. Very nice. Well, I have so enjoyed this. Do you have anything else you'd like to say?
No, I have nothing to say. I refuse to answer that question.
Oh, that was just great.
And
what position did you play in baseball?
I played the outfield. I could run, and I could hit for average, and I could throw. But I did not have enough power for the scouts to finalize their interest. They were there, but they did not.
So this was before ballet?
Yes.
Okay. After Navy?
No, I played for the fleet.
Oh, that was entertaining. College. This was through college.
That was entertaining, just not for that, but I would go to Korea where there's a war, and then go. They would transfer me for spring training for the play for the fleet. They'd transfer me from the war back to San Diego so I could play for the fleet. Then when the baseball season was over, they'd send me back to Korea.
Are you kidding? Wow.
That was one of the things that Senator McCarthy was... after. He didn't believe that was morally justifiable.
To keep you out of the war?
To play baseball for the fleet.
Huh. Interesting.
It was morally justifiable sending me back.
No, were you active duty war?
Yeah, sure. Korean War. That was...
On a boat?
On a boat for the Navy. That was, you know...
Yeah.
You watch them shoot. That's the best way to go to war. Watch somebody else shoot.